Lake Huron. The Lake Huron Exploration Group, a group of retired Air Force and Navy veterans who have been trying for about the last, two or three years now to find this downed plane in Lower Lake Huron. And we are joined by, introduce yourselves. We'll start with Brian Leslie.
Lieutenant Colonel Brian Leslie, Selfridge Air Guard Base.
Donald Morey, retired Navy.
John Beebe, retired Air Force.
Okay.
George Beebe, Air Force veteran.
Jeff Isabel, Navy veteran.
All right. So, John, maybe we'll start with you to kind of explain what you're looking for and how you're going about doing this.
Okay. Well, I've known the story of the F-106 that left Selfridge Air National Guard Base on June 13th of 1966, flown by Major William J. Vinopal. He gave the mission brief that morning. They were going to do a four-plane intercept of a T-33 over Lake Huron. And something went wrong during the course of his flight. He just disappeared, and they found very little wreckage, you know, in the first 24 hours. And it was later on the next day that they did find some wreckage. They had to cancel the search immediately or shortly after he went in due to fog and bad weather. So
right. And so once the search is called off, that's it. That's the end, right?
No. Okay. Actually, the Air Force looked for a couple days. The Coast Guard cutter Bramble was on scene as where they found some wreckage up about 20 miles up the lake, and they put a buoy in there. They did some initial search but never found his body or the plane. Later on, they hired
Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm. John Lindbergh, Charles Lindbergh's son, who was involved in salvage. And for 2 months, they hired him to come up and look in the upper lake to see if they could find the plane. But they didn't find anything. But from what we've heard, Don can elaborate on this, Don Morey. He had talked with John Lindbergh. Or was it you?
No, it was you.
Oh, no. It was another fella. But he'd talked with John Lindbergh down in Virginia, mm-hmm. and he said it was more of an eyewash. He said they didn't have a lot of money to search with. The Air Force was busy with the Vietnam War and the Cold War. They didn't have a lot of resources to dedicate to looking for this plane. They'd basically written him off. So, you know, it wasn't a very elaborate search at that time.
Right. What sparked your interest in spending so much time and resources on finding the plane, finding this
Well, we're all veterans. Yeah. We're all involved with American Legion or the VFW. We have a POW MIA ceremony before every American Legion meeting that we want a full accounting of the missing. Well, here we have a guy missing right in our own backyard, and after 2 months they quit looking for him. But he had a family. He had three kids at the time that he went missing, yeah. and just to try to provide some closure.
Yeah, and we were hoping to find the plane at least before his wife, Mary, had passed, but she passed this past 31st of May. Mm. But he still has children, grandchildren, yeah. friends of the family. So they're very hopeful that we locate the plane at least, and we will.
So how?
Well, before I came on board, John and Brian were using their personal sailboats with off-shelf sonar technology, which anybody can, you know, get relatively easily. The problem was the transducers didn't have the image quality that a towed sonar would have. So we got a GoFundMe site up and running, and we were able to get a unit called the Starfish 450F from a company operating out of Scotland, but we were able to get a good deal on it because we had demonstration unit.
Okay.
So instead of paying $5,000, we were able to get it well below the $3,000 mark, and that's going to give us a better picture for the bottom, even in depths up to about 150 foot.
Right. What are the next steps then?
Next steps is just keep going out in the lake and mowing the lawn on straight lines and trying to find the plane. Now, we have some areas that we're looking at, but right now I'm in the process of finding a bit of a faster boat so we can get further out in the lake, about 20 miles offshore where we think he could be.
Okay.
And that's just to get us out there on the site so we can go back and forth making our sonar runs.
Wow. This is quite a search.
It's a needle in a haystack. It's a huge mystery as to where he went in that. And we've had different eyewitness accounts. Some put him in the lower end of the lakes. Some of the debris was found in the upper end of the lake. Some reports near Lakeport. But the eyewitness accounts vary because there were three other planes up there besides Major Venipal's plane that day. So we have to try to sort out, did they see one of the other aircraft that was in the sky that day? You know, it's just trying to sort it all out and figure out the puzzle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we did a little bit of math, get the nav charts out, plotted the knowns, but we have a lot more unknowns than we do knowns. We know where the Coast Guard dropped the buoy, where they found the debris. We know a general area where his last radio communications were, which is about 50 nautical miles from Selfridge. So, and also trying to find the weather for that day, we calculated leeward drift, which would tell us how fast something in the water would be drifting with the winds.
Yeah.
So,
what would be ideal is if any of the listeners out there in the Port Huron area remember this incident, if they think they saw a plane go in, if they saw a splash, if they were an eyewitness to it, to contact us through Lake Huron Exploration on Facebook. And we need eyewitness accounts. A lot of people would be older now, or maybe they were a teenager at the time and saw it go in. But that's really, some more eyewitness accounts would be helpful.
June 13th, 1966 was the date that the plane went down. And I would say join the Lake Huron Exploration Facebook page just for updates, just to see what you guys are doing. And you've been doing this for, what did you say, 3 years now you've been working on this?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year.
Fourth year and counting.
Yeah. Your engineering background must keep you up at night thinking about this, huh?
Yeah, there's a combination of a couple of things on there. Not uncommon. The Lake Huron, as well as the rest of the Great Lakes, are just steeped with history. The great wreck of 1913, multiple ships, multiple deaths.
Right.
Part of our exploration, we came across an old anchor made in 1860 to 1880.
Wow.
It was snapped off, so we found it on the bottom off of Lakeport last year and recovered it. We don't know the ship that it was associated with, but most likely could have been part of that storm of 1913. We rejuvenated it, cleaned it up, and now it's in place in front of the Port Huron Yacht Club, dedicated to all the previous members who helped anchor that club. We've also found a couple other wrecks that are out there.
Wow.
Some of which may be known, some of which may not be.
Yeah.
And the end result is that's a huge playground out there that unfortunately very few people get to see.
Yeah. Yeah. The more you look, the more you're going to find, even if it's not what you're looking for. What's your level of confidence of finding this plane?
It's out there. We know the general area. It's a matter of mowing the lawn or combing the base.
And you just narrow it down.
We continue to go through and do sonar readings, and then we'll pick up any kind of, let's call it, man-made features. Mm-hmm. And then at that point in time, knowing we will send the camera down, or I'll go down and do the diving on it to see what it actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a needle in a haystack. You know, we're trying to go do it the best level we can by doing the search grids. Don Morey from the Navy has brought a lot of discipline to our search because we were, you know, a ragtag bunch of Air Force guys that had a boat. Some sonar technology, which the off-the-shelf stuff is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What's called chirp technology. You'll have structure scan. It'll show structures on the bottom. So, but the next level of sonar that we have now has really, it's that much more sharp. It's that much more broad. We can search a wider swath.
Yeah.
So it really helps the cause.
Sure.
Yeah, and the other factor, too, is, and we also have our GoFundMe page. It's still up. Mm-hmm. And Brian mentioned getting in the water and doing eyes on. Sometimes you just can't do that and always have a diver. So right now we're trying to raise some more funds to get an ROV so that if we do see something that needs to be looked at, it's a lot easier to drop that thing in the water and navigate it to the object that we find on sonar.
Okay.
Instead of always hauling around a diver and throwing him in the water.
The GoFundMe page, there's a link to that on the Lake Huron Exploration page. So if you go there, you can link to that. I wish you guys the best of luck. This is fascinating
stuff. Well, thank you, Paul. Yeah.
And keep us posted. You know, if you, if you find it, let us know.
Oh, you'll hear it from the rooftops. We will be shouting it from the rooftops.
Well, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, if we do find the plane, there's procedures for that. Because if we find the plane and there are no remains, then that's going to be a course of action that we'll take. Right. But if there are remains inside the plane, then that course of action is going to be involving DOD and the government.
Correct. Yeah. We would definitely want the Office of the Pentagon that deals with POWs, MIAs to contact the Vinopal family. The children are still alive. We've been in contact with them, and they've discussed whether they would leave their dad in the plane if we were to find it, or if they would take him to Arlington, where he has a headstone at Arlington.
Interesting.
So, because they said he loved flying, and they thought maybe it'd be a fitting tomb that just leave him with his plane on the bottom of Lake Huron.
Yeah.
So, it's ultimately the family's call.
But just knowing,
correct?
Just knowing makes a big difference.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, hats off to you guys for what you're doing. I think it's fantastic, and I just can't wait to hear more. This is really interesting stuff.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to come on the radio.
Thank you for coming in. Lake Huron Exploration is the name of the Facebook page. Check it out and learn more about this search. Gentlemen, thank you again.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
You bet.